Good evening, everyone. I'm just welcoming everyone tonight to Cornerstone Deliverance Church underneath the leadership of Apostle Asia Francis. Amen. I thank God for you all taking the time out of your evening to, or whenever you hear the broadcast, to take this journey with us as we go forth in the Word of God this evening. I'm super excited about the Word. I'm super excited about what the Lord has what the Lord is doing inside of his people through his word. Amen. And so here at Cornerstone the Church, Cornerstone Deliverance Church, we are here to connect, learn, and grow in the Word of God. It is about building that relationship through the Word. Amen. And so on Wednesday night's discipleship and Friday night discipleship, you can rest assured and know that if you have questions or any comments or any feedback, it is safe for you to ask, for you to share. We are a family and a body that have come together to grow in the Word of God. And we just thank God for him being in our midst, him being our lives. We thank him for putting us in a place of safety where we're able to break open the Word of God and eat in fellowship together. Amen. And so I'm your host, Prophetess Maggie. I welcome you tonight to Friday Night Word Power, our series that we are moving forward in. We're in week 5. Amen. And so I'm going to release the line to Evangelist Austin so we can go forth in prayer. And then we will do a quick recap of the last 4 weeks, and we will go forth into tonight's lesson. Amen.
Amen. Father, we bless you, God. We honor you, God. We come before you, God, giving you worship, God, giving you praise, giving you honor, God, just for being, God, all by yourself, oh, God. God, we thank you, oh, God, for your love and your grace and mercy towards us, oh, God. God, that you even touched us and woke us up this morning, oh, God, giving us a mind to want to serve you, a mind to live holy and righteous before you, oh, God, a mind to want to seek your face, God. God, you said seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us, oh God. And God, we thank you that we come before you just to seek your face, God. God, we come asking, God, if we've done anything that was not pleasing in your sight, oh God, any sins of omissions or sins of commission, something that we were supposed to do and we didn't do, or something we omitted to do, God. God, something that was not pleasing in your sight, God, we ask that you would forgive us, oh God, and cleanse us, oh God. Purify our hearts and mind, oh God, creating us a clean and a pure heart, oh God. God, that we can come before you lifting up holy hands, oh God. God, to give you praise and honor for the word tonight, oh God. Let your fire fall tonight like never before, oh God. Let your word, oh God, that Logos word become rhema to us, oh God. God, let it burn within us, oh God, that it would change us, oh God, and help us to be more like you, oh God, and less like ourselves, oh God. God, we just surrender ourselves over to you and ask that you would just have your way, oh God. You would use the woman of God like never before, oh God. God, anoint her and use her, oh God. Help her, oh God, to just do what you told her to do and say what you told her to say, God. Not her will, but your perfect will be done, oh God. God, none of her and all of you tonight, oh God.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, help us to see you. Open our eyes, oh God, that we can see, oh God, what you're saying to us, oh God. And help us, oh God, to be obedient to your word, oh God, that we would be servants unto you, O God, in righteousness and holiness, O God. Because we know without holiness, no man shall see you, O God. And God, we just ask that you would do it right now. In Jesus' mighty name, save, deliver, set free, O God. Heal, O God. Whatever needs to be done, O God, we know that you can do it. There's nothing too hard for you, O God. We ask that you would just come, Holy Spirit, and have your way like never before.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you all glory unto you as our Master, our King, our Lord, and our Savior.
Yes,
in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As I was getting in the word, and the Lord gave me this word on this week, I woke up. He woke me up this Tuesday morning, and in my spirit was the word refined. And I began to study and research and read the word and say, Lord, how does this apply to our words? How does this apply to our daily living? Glory to God. How does this matter now in 2022? Glory to God. And so the Lord began to just show me in his word. Hallelujah. Two weeks ago, we talked about the purification process. Amen. Catching thoughts was our topic. And Psalms 51, going back to holiness, going back to repentance and being purified. Amen. And set free and delivered from sin. Acknowledging I'm a sinner. I'm not living like I should. I go to church faithfully, but yet still I'm not living like I should. Coming before the Lord transparent, realizing that we have to be filled with holiness. Like the woman of God just prayed, like the scripture says, without holiness, we won't see our Father. Amen. And so the Lord began to deal with us about purification. And so I said, Lord, words, how powerful are our words? How powerful are our thoughts? How powerful, if we give ourselves over to negative thinking, that's what we're going to get. If we give ourselves over to reading the word of God, speaking and declaring the word of God, we're going to get life. Amen. The word does not lie. Our mouth, we hold life and death and life. Hallelujah. And so we are learning how to be careful, mindful, using wisdom. And I'm talking about the wisdom of God. We don't have enough common sense. We don't have enough earthly wisdom that we can gain from the top universities, Yale, Cambridge, any of those colleges, Harvard, University, whatever, tech schools, what HBCUs, it does not matter. Glory to God. Without having the Holy Ghost, without having being saved, delivered, and set free and filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, we don't have no wisdom. And so tonight, the word refined, God gave me that word. And so as I begin to study, our focus scripture tonight is coming out of Malachi. Amen. And we're in Malachi, the third chapter, verses 1 through 3. I'm going to read it out of the King James. And I'll read the next version, will be the New Living Translation. It says, behold, I will send my messenger, and this is Malachi, the third chapter, verses 1 through 3. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silk, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Glory to God. We thank God for the reading of his word, for his word, his breath, his logos, his rhema. We thank him tonight. Hallelujah. It says, look, I am sending my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. The Lord you are seeking will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant, who you look for so eagerly, is surely coming, says the Lord of heaven's army. But who will be able to endure it when he comes? Who will be able to stand and face him when he appears? For he will be like a blazing fire that refines metal, or like a strong soap that bleaches clothes. He will sit like a refiner of silver, burning away the dross. Glory to God. He will purify the Levites, refining them like gold and silver, so that they may once again offer acceptable sacrifices to the Lord. He's going to refine and purify. Glory to God. So let us discuss this refining process that Malachi was talking, that the word reads in Malachi. You know, why do we consider it a form of punishment when we hear the word refine? Refinement, refining. Why? We all have heard the saying, don't play with fire if you don't want to get burned. So what was the word of God talking about in this refining? So when I begin to define and look up the word refine, the Hebrew meaning of refine means to fuse. The same word is rendered as tried, melt, purge, strain, or sift. To purify. Listen to this now. As manners. From what is gross, clownish, or vulgar. You're talking about our verbiage, our words, our thinking process.
Glory
to God. To polish, to make elegant. But the world says that this is a form of punishment. Glory to God. To purify as language by removing vulgar words. To purify as the mind or moral principles. To give or implant, listen to this, in the mind, the word of truth. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Justice and righteousness. We in this world, but we not of it. The world said this is punishment. Polish of language. Elegance, purity, a refiner's fire does not destroy the metal. Rather, it allows all of the junk, all of the impurity, all of the flaws, all of the bacteria, all of the infection, all of the the things that causes it to not be perfected, to come up and be removed. A refiner's fire does not consume. It's not like a forest fire. It's not burning down and consuming everything. Glory to God. But there's a purpose with this fire. There's a purpose that God has us to go through during this process. And we've been hearing that word at Cornerstone for the last couple of months. It's a process. It doesn't destroy. It doesn't consume. It's not like an incinerator. But it refines and it purifies. It pulls the impurities out so that it can be perfected. The comparison that Malachi 3 speaks of helps make sense of what God's plan is, his redemptive work for mankind. We're ransoming, sending Jesus to die on the cross, to ransom us, to cut us out, to separate us, to emancipate us from sin, to emancipate us from the slavery of sin, meaning giving us our freedom papers.
Amen.
So this is his redemptive work. It may look like and accomplish in each and every one of us. We're supposed to be, we go through a process where the impurity, the sin, the things that we were born in sin. Our heart is wicked. But when we come into the knowledge, we come into agreement, a legal binding contract with our Father. He can now remove all of the junk, all of the clutter, all of the infection, all of the bacteria, all of the impurities, all of the things that would separate us from him. Glory to God. But there's a process. There is a process. See, Malachi 3 was saying that when the Lord returns, no one was going to be able to stand before him. The Lord's holiness and judgment would be as a refiner's blazing fire. I don't know if you ever watch like the Discovery Channel and you see how they make glass and how hot that fire is, how hot the coals are, when they're making light bulbs. And they got to have the heat at a certain degree, or when gold is going through a purifying process, how hot the temperature has to be. Glory to God. This is what Malachi 3 was talking about. Who can withstand that heat? Glory to God. And come out of the presence of God the same way. Glory to my God, my God.
Amen.
I said, there is no possible way that we can have an encounter with God, stand before him, withstand the fire. The word says he's coming to burn it up. He's coming to cleanse. Like he's coming like a fire to burn up. He's coming to cleanse like Clorox, to disinfect, to lighten, to bleach. Who can withstand before that? Guess what? Sin cannot stand before that and leave the same. Our human flesh cannot withstand what Malachi 3 was talking about. That fire. that refiner's fire, that blazing heat, that cleansing process. Sin could not stand and still have strength. Glory to God. There's no possible way. An encounter with the living God. I remember last year, the Lord brought back to me last year. I thought I encountered him. He gave me a series called God Encounters. I thought I encountered him. Glory to God. But because my heart was not receptive of the word, my flesh, my heart, my mind, my thoughts, my will wanted to do what it wanted to do. But I remember getting in the presence of the Lord at the close to around the end of summer. And I remember, I thought it was just the symptoms of COVID, you know, because you sweat and you go through all of these changes with heat, like hot flashes. But I remember that day, that encounter, when he told me he wanted all of me. And I remember my house had to have been about 70, 72 degrees. And I'm telling you, I was sweating like I had just got off a treadmill running a tractor. Oh, my God. But being in his presence, the fire, he said, I want all of you, Maggie. There was no possible way that my human flesh nature, my ego, my attitude, my sinful patterns of behavior could stand up and still have strength in the presence of the Almighty God. No, it doesn't work that way. Our rights, that what we feel is right, our desires, they die in the presence of God. When we encounter him and we don't resist him, but we encounter him and embrace him, his glory, a purification process takes place. A refining. The impurities are pulled out. The sin that I did last year, you can't pay me to entangle myself in. Now, because my relationship with him is real, I'm getting before the Father and I'm saying, Lord, keep me. I desire to be kept. I need your strength to walk with me day in and day out. Not my will, God. Not my desires, God. I don't want my heart to trick me. I don't want no fleshy things to try to trick me and tell me that you're going to give me this and give me that. No, no, no. If it is not lined up to your will, burn it up. Purify it. Throw some Clorox on it. Make me white as snow. And so this is what the prophet, this is what Malachi 3 was saying. The prophet delivered, he was delivered by comparing God's influence to a fire. It's a powerful image. It's a powerful image if you just close your eyes and just think about how gold is purified, or how they melt gold down, and what happens when God's people, when we, his children, encounter his transformation power. We don't come out the same. There's no way. There's no way. If we can sit in the midst of foolishness and come out different, who can withstand the true living God and come out the same? transformation takes place. And so this is what God has been doing for us, preparing us for our purpose and our plan that he has written on our hearts, that he knows for our lives, the desires that he had, that our hearts should have, should line up to his now. So this is what he's doing. He's purifying us. He's cleansing us. He's sanctifying us. He's calling us holy and righteous and calling us friend and separating us from this world and getting us in alignment to go full-fledged in effect for the kingdom of God, that he will get the glory. But it's a process. See, he knows we are full of sin. He know that. He knows if we don't get in his presence tonight, that our mind, in our sleep, we'll dream all kinds of things. If we don't give our thoughts over to him, he knows that we will think all kinds of things. If we don't say, Lord, I put an ask that you speak through me, he knows that we'll say all kinds of things. If we don't say, Lord, govern my ears, don't allow me to hear all kinds of things, he knows that we will entertain all kinds of things. So he knows that we need cleansing. That's love, y'all. When Prophetess Deidre began to talk about the love, for the last 2 weeks the Lord had used her to talk about God's love. And man, that's love. To just read about his love. We know the children of Israel, they were stubborn, hard-headed, complaining, whining. We know, broke covenant, loved God one day, was out with him the next. But to know that we serve a God that is never, his love never ends and it never fails, that all we have to do is get in his presence and surrender to him, and you're saying that I won't be the same, the impurities that were once there will be removed and I will be purified. Yes. This is what Malachi 3 is saying. The scriptures emphasize God's love for Israel and demonstrated the ways in which the Israelites had broken covenant with God so many ways and so many times. And how many times I had to look at my life today. I was sitting at the computer and I had to take me an extra 15 minutes. I said, Lord, how many times have I fallen out of cup? Have I broken my relationship up with you? Have I broken up with you? Have I fallen out of love with you because I can't get my way? Or have I done it my way and not listened? Whatever the case may be, how many times? So I could understand about the Israelites. But because of his love, that never fails, that never ends. And because he deeply cares about us, and he is moved when we are in any form of wickedness, he is grieved by that. He was grieved by how they disregarded their relationship between him and them. He was grieved by how they just disregarded their covenant, their legal binding contract between them and God. It's the same way with us. But we don't have to stay in that condition. Our Abba Father, our Yahweh, Jehovah, he longs for us to return to righteousness. It's not by coincidence that Apostle Asia has been teaching on holiness. It's a mandate. This thing is a declaration. It's a decree now that God is releasing out of the mouths of his apostles and prophets and pastors. We must return back to holiness to mend the broken relationship between God and his people. We got to. We got to. We got to. What they say, holiness is right. Holiness never stopped being right. It's always been right. It's not just right for this season. It will never stop being right.
Amen.
Because he is yet holy. He is holy. He's so holy that he can burn up sin in his presence. He can cause something dirty to be purified and whitened as snow. So this is what Malachi was saying. They have broken their covenant through injustice. The Israelites have accused God of being unjust and absent when we the ones that are not present. When we are the ones that are unjust. Fall out, love 1 minute, the next minute we hate. Present 1 minute, next minute absent. But they accuse the sovereign God, the creator of mankind, the one that fed them, released them from sin, the sin of slavery. God was unjust. So God, he responds. His response to them was he was coming, he will come to his temple with judgment and refine them. See, this is why we can't play with fire. That saying is true. If we're not ready to be purified, if we're not ready to be delivered and set free, if we're not ready to be refined, and that means fused, infused with him, that means we are connected to him like that. And that means we are tried and melted and purged and strained and sifted. If we ain't ready to go through that, don't come near that fire, because there's healing in that fire. There's deliverance in that fire. There's salvation in that fire. There's things that the human mind can't even think of is in that fire. The gifts of God is in that fire. If you're not ready to embrace that, the word says in Revelation 19:14-16. It says, and when the army which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, and out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nation, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. God ain't no joke. He's not a playing tool. You in 1 minute, we out. It is time to make conscious, wise, life changing decisions. I had to make a decision. Megan, you gonna be in today? Out. He said he would, you know what the thing about this scripture? That he would rather, he lukewarm is something he can't deal with. He would rather for you just to be out where he know where you stand. He would rather for you to just say, hey, not today, Lord. than the playing, manipulating, and to entangle, be entangled in something that he cut us free from, sin, that he burned, that he is constantly burning out of us. Why would we go in his presence to go back, to leave out of his presence, to attach more impurity? He's not an absent God. He's a present God who hears the cries of his people. He hears and he attends to them. That means he's listening, and he goes where his when he knows his people are in danger and harm or whatever the case, or they're crying for him, whatever the situation may be. And that is his love. That's love. But see, there is something that has been broken between humanity and God. And so he's reaching down. He has the men and women of God aligned. It's a mandate. It's not, I'm telling my testimony to get no glory. Yes, yes, God gets the glory. Thank you, Lord, for delivering and setting me free. But the people of God need the word, which reaches down and redeems and restores what needs to be mended, which delivers what needs to be set free, what purifies what is filled with impurity. This is what the word of God does. He will do anything to be in right relationship with us. He loves us just that much. He loved the Israelites in Malachi 3 that much. After they said he was absent, he wasn't there. After they said that he was an unjust, unfair God, he still loved them that much to set them free and to deliver them. He loves us just that much. But what is this time of refining? You know, like I stated in the beginning, the world says it's punishment. But when I begin to think about that thing on this week, it is a time of growing. Becoming more deeply rooted in his word. As he prunes and cuts away and pulls up anything that's not beneficial to the kingdom so that we can bear much fruit. It's a pruning and a refining process. So it's a season, it's a time where the Lord is able to deliver us from the things that hold us back. All while he's delivering, guess what he's doing? He's strengthening us spiritually in our character. He's strengthening us where we feel like we may fall weak. He's strengthening us in our spiritual muscle. He's strengthening us in our thought process. He's strengthening us in the areas where we are weak. He's strengthening us in the midst of him delivering us from things that are holding us back. He's strengthening in the process. This is what a time of refining is. Yes, it is about the fire. But we know that it's purity and holiness. And see, purity and holiness is like how you think about Superman when he would drink that stuff when he would get around kryptonite. See, purity and holiness does that to the flesh. It causes that thing to retreat. It causes it to die and lose strength. But we got to spend time with him. God gave her that word almost going on 2 years. It'll be 2 years soon. Being present in his presence. When I miss Bible study, I'm trying to say, Apostle, can you release it? Because I got to get the word in me. It's no excuse to say you can't get it. It's so many ways now. And not just that, my personal time. I got to get up early enough. I don't care how tired I am from the night before. I got to get in his presence because I need that strength. I need him to strengthen me in those areas that he is pruning. I need his strength. That where he's removing sin and impurities and iniquity, I need his strength.
Mm-hmm.
With my character, if it was Maggie's way, that flesh would have its way, glory to God. But because I'm in the presence of the living God, hallelujah, glory to God. Certain things I can my ear gates can't even hear it. Because I'm keeping myself in his presence. There is a fear and a trembling process that takes place in becoming pure. You ever notice about kids, they go to crying when it's time for a bath? That'd be the time when kids, oh, they whining, they complaining, glory to God. They don't want to get them impurities and germs and stuff up off of them. But we can't let our flesh overtake us. We got to nail this flesh down with the word of God. We got to be present in his presence. We have to surround ourselves around like-minded individuals that are building the kingdom up, that are speaking life. We can't dwell on the past. We got to continue to move forward into our purpose and our plan, headed the right direction, allowing him to lead and guide us. Our salvation is never a plaything. It's not. There has to be a passion for holiness. There has to be a passion for righteousness. There has to be a passion to be refined. See, the world said it's bad to have to go through and to be things cleansed out of you, and but the word says different. To be strained and sifted and tried. But when this process takes place, we are fused with him. That's powerful. That means we're connected to him. We one-on-one. We're joined together. We're blended. When you see, when they talk about Jesus, they see me. When I go out, they see Jesus, because we are one. We're no longer burnt out, because he's released, he's removed that. Where there's no more short circuits and shortcomings and not a breaker box breaking, tripping. No more of that, because now we are infused with him. So this passion for righteousness. It never reflects an attitude of not showing a serious or respectful attitude to the things of the kingdom. And it changes your attitude. See, last year I made excuses to get in the Word. I was tired all the time. That ain't an excuse no more. Because, see, now I'm going through this purification process. And so my attitude is beginning to change. The seriousness for my salvation. I understand what he did by being beat and whipped and humiliated and mocked and clothes being sold and heckled and mistreated, lied on. I know what he did for me. So the value of what he did for me makes me value my salvation now. Why do we need to be refined? We must remember that we were created in the image of God. You got to remember this. But yet still, we were born in iniquity and in sin as our mothers conceived us. We were born in it. The heart is wicked. But get this. We are born again to reverence God. Trust him. And willingly obey him and glorify him through the process of this refining. We have to understand the Lord does not come to consume us. Rather, he wants to be in a relationship with him. Wants us to be in a relationship with him, drawing us to his righteousness and away from sin. It's a process. So over the next couple of weeks, we're going to continue this study on this process in the Word Power series. And it's three questions that you can study on. You can take in your devotion time, your prayer time. You can ask the Lord. This is personal. Has your understanding of how God refines you changed? Has your understanding of how God refines you changed? And we know that refining is fusing. Trying, melting, purging, straining, sifting, purifying our manners, our language, our thoughts, our principles. And guess what it does? After this, it implants the word of truth, the word of God. So we go through a polishing. All of the impurities are removed. So has your understanding of how God refines you changed? Number two, as you submit to the Lord, the refining process, what is the next step the Lord is asking you to take? As you submit to the Lord's refining process, what is the next step the Lord is asking you to take? We were born again to reverence him, trust him, and willingly obey him and glorify him throughout the process. What is God's next step he's asking you to take? Number three, in what areas does his refining process need to remove the sin that hinders you? See, now this is a Lord, show me me. Show me me. From being all that he has called you to be, called Maggie to be. What is the sin that hinders me, that slows the process down, that hinders the process of him removing it? Well, what is it, Lord, for me getting to the purpose and the plan and walking this thing out, how the direction that you have called me to move forward in? What is hindering me? What is slowing me down? I don't believe it's by coincidence or chance. I don't believe in that. That the Lord will speak to us every Sunday about direction, moving forward. Discovering our vision and through his plan and purpose, that it may be prevailed. What is hindering me from discovering that? What is hindering me from moving forward in that? What is hindering me from that prevailing, Lord? So this is something that you can take in your personal prayer time this week. We will meet back on July 22nd for the Big Burn, week 6 of Word Power. And our topic is, our title is The Big Burn, how we can experience his fire as refining. I'll release the questions in the group chat so you can think on that this week. And now I'm going to open up the floor for any comments, questions, anything the Lord has laid on your heart, and he shares at this time. Amen?
Amen.
This is Sister Johnson. I just wanted to say, you know, I thank God for the word, because the word does change us. It purifies us. And I like the way that in which you gave it, because a lot of times we do hear the word purify and we think about all the things that's going to be done. You take it as it's going to be a bad process. But when we understand the purifying from the way in which you have just given it, we understand that God is doing all this stuff for our good, to bring us just into a covenant relationship with him so that we can walk in his holiness and so that him and us can be one, just as he and the Father were one. And so that really blessed me, and I thank God for the word tonight. And, you know, just allowing it to do the work in us, like you said, transforming us, you know, in our soul, because we know that when we get saved, the spirit man is changed, but the mind, the will, and the emotions have to be refined, and that's through the word of God. So I thank God for the word tonight. And I just pray that God will continue to bless you and just use you in a great and a powerful way as he's doing, to give us a greater understanding of even that Malachi 3. You know, that was really a blessing. And so I just thank you for that.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Are there any other shares tonight before we release the line?
Amen, Prophetess. I really, really enjoyed you. I just want to say I got on kind of late, but I enjoyed what I heard. And the Lord is really elevating you. Continue to let him use you and take you to even a higher height and a deeper depth.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for joining us, Apostle Linda.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Amen. Amen.
So good that I came in a little bit late too, and I had my phone on mute. But I don't have a question because everything that you said was like instructional. It was refining the words that you used, because just like Christ said, my word is spirit and life. That's what you are presenting, spirit and life. And so as we are being refined in the Lord to be fused as one, it is lessen our mindset, which affects our walk before Christ, our thinking before Christ and the Father. And it also affects our speech, our thinking, our relationship with God's creation. And so for me, I can see the refining in my
shortcomings. This call is being recorded.
My shortcomings, like I really, really, really don't want to overflow in my schedules when I'm supposed to be at point A. Excuse me, I'm supposed to be at point B. I'm slowly moving from point A. Lord, I don't like this in my life. I really want to be at point B at the appointed time. Why am I so slow accomplishing what I have to do at point A? So, you know, I just need the Lord to continue to minister so that I can feel pleased within myself that I'm being correct, that I'm fulfilling what needs to be done in me. And so as the word came forth, we being refined, I thank God for your word tonight. May he continue to lift you up and fulfill your cup, that our cup can be filled as well. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I'm just honored, and that the Lord would just he has planted his word in all of us to share. Amen. And I'm grateful because this discipleship course that for the last several months, almost a year now, Apostle's been teaching about holiness, and there is no possible way. The Lord showed me that. He said, Maggie, there is no possible way that you can come in my presence amongst this heat, amongst this fire, amongst this cleansing, and leave the same. There's no way. And I thought about just as a child going to barn fires or doing oyster roasts, or you know, when we get together with our family and you're sitting out and you're roasting marshmallow, whatever, and that heat, that intense heat. There's no possible way you can stay around that and be the same. Amen. You're not going to sit up and you got a big old winter jacket on. You're not sitting around that heat and stay the same. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And it's the same way in the presence of God. God is burning up sin, and he is cleansing his people. Holiness has to be, we have to continue to decree and declare holiness. It's just not enough going to church. It's just not enough reading the Bible and fellowshipping and not having a real genuine relationship and allowing God to purge you and sift that stuff that's in us out of us. He said we was born with it in us. So that means if we're born with it, it is implanted in us. Glory to God. We got to be in the presence of God. Yeah. We got to. Glory to God. And I thank God for God giving Apostle Asia the word to plant holiness, to teach on holiness. No, we don't want to hear it about what you're supposed to wear. The flesh don't. I know my flesh didn't. That night she was talking about it. I said, I'm going to go in there and put them them pants on that I know I don't need to put on. Glory to God. But because of holiness, glory to God, because of the vibrant one living on the inside of me, glory to God, I know I can't do that. Hallelujah. Because I represent him. Hallelujah. So we got to share this thing with the world. Hallelujah. With our family members, our neighbors, our co-workers, because they need holiness. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
we can't keep it for ourselves no longer. We can't. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Come on, let's just worship him a little bit. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mighty name, we tell you thank you tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we tell you thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we tell you thank you, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, for removing sin. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for raising us up to go and spread the good news of the gospel. It is in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for this time of refining. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, for the time of refreshing, Lord God. We tell you, thank you, Lord God, for raising us up, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for a time as this. Hallelujah, to bear much fruit. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, glory to God. We will represent the kingdom like ambassadors. Hallelujah, glory to God. Sons and daughters of righteousness. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We tell you, thank you, like sons and daughters of honor. Glory to God. We tell you, thank you tonight. We tell you, thank you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God, that we value our salvation. Hallelujah, glory to God. We will guard this thing. Hallelujah, glory to God. Letting no impurities in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, we will cry out loud. Hallelujah, and spare not. Hallelujah, glory to God. We tell you thank you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And we will do it with love and kindness. Hallelujah, glory to God. We tell you thank you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank glory you, to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. We want to experience an encounter with you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, never the same as we come in your presence, Lord God. Hallelujah. We don't leave the same tonight. We tell you thank you. Hallelujah. For this time of refreshing and refilling. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, we will meet back Sunday morning at 8 a.m., and we know the word, the Lord will have a fresh rhema word in the mouth of the apostle. Hallelujah. Apostle Asia will declare and decree what God is moving us forward in. Hallelujah. And we thank God, and we receive that word in advance, that we will not allow nothing to hinder. No thing will hinder that word on Sunday that's going to be planted. We receive it in advance in the name of Jesus, and we tell you thank you right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We leave this line and we go in peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' mighty name, agape love and amen, everyone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.